Colorado Headmen's basketball coach Tad Boyle is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We want you to join us online on at Twitter. Connect with us at @eRadioSports. So when I look, Coach, up and down your roster, it's eclectic. You've got a number of players out of the state of California. How are you drawing them into Boulder? And what is your approach in terms of with recruiting nationally?
Well, we always want to recruit the state of Colorado. Anywhere you are, you want to recruit in your own backyard. The state of Colorado is a cyclical state when it comes to producing Division I basketball talent. Some years there's, five, six players that are Division I players coming out of the state. Some years there's one or two. Some years there might be eight or ten. But we've always got to take care of home. Then after Colorado, we're going to recruit the footprint of the Pac-12 Conference, which basically is the western part of the United States, California, Washington, Arizona, and those areas, Colorado, Utah. California is big to us. L.A. is a lot of great high school talent players coming out of L.A. We've got four of them on our roster. We also are going to go to Texas because that's where, you know, some of our Big 12 roots are.
Oh, yeah.
Big 8 roots. And so Texas is another state that's very deep and rich in basketball talent. So between Colorado, California, Texas, and the rest of the Pac-12 footprint, that's really where we're going to make our hay recruiting-wise. We'll always go, you know, say we got a kid from Wisconsin, and, you know, we'll recruit a kid from Florida or other parts of the country kind of on a case-by-case basis. But our resources are going to be in the western part of the United States here, and especially Colorado.
Tad, what was that transition like for you guys when you guys switched from the Big 12 into the Pac-12? How did that affect recruiting, or did it enhance it?
Yeah, and back when we were in the Big 12, I would have said we were recruiting the Big 12 footprint, Oklahoma, Texas, you know, Kansas, and those areas, Missouri. So we've really focused our recruiting efforts to go west. And Alyssa, if you've ever been to Boulder, Colorado.
Many times. I played there.
in September and October especially, mm-hmm. That's when we have our players, our future recruits, and their families on campus for football games at Folsom Field. Mm-hmm. It is a beautiful place to go to school, the Rocky Mountains, and we're, you know, just outside of a major metropolitan area in Denver. We've got a brand new practice facility that was just built. A lot of good things that are going on with the basketball programs, not just the men's program. Our women's program's 11th in the country as well. So there's been a lot of success going on here with basketball in Boulder over the last two or three years, and we want to just keep it rolling.
Colorado men's basketball team is nationally ranked for the first time this season at number 21. So let's learn more. Share about your team, your brand, your style. You were talking about that earlier, but the structure of this team and who it's comprised of.
Well, we've got four returning starters. Two juniors in the backcourt. Spencer Dinwiddie, who many people are projecting as a future first-round pick in the NBA draft. 6'6 guard who can really do it all. He can score, he can pass, he can set up his teammates, he can really defend. He's a terrific perimeter defender. Really does it all for us. Very important. He started every game since he stepped foot on campus, and really, things start with him. They don't end with him, but they start with him. Askia Booker is his backcourt mate. Many people know he's the one that hit the shot against Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
To put the dagger in their heart. But Askia is a very dynamic, high-scoring, high-energy type player. He and Spencer complement each other well in the backcourt. Josh Scott and Xavier Johnson are two returning starters on the front line who are terrific players for us. Both started their freshman year. And Josh Scott is a great low post scorer, and Xavier Johnson's a big-time energy guy. Does a lot of things for our program. And then we've got five freshmen. Wesley Gordon starts for us at the power forward, but we have four other freshmen that are coming off the bench and really helping this team. So, again, eight of our top ten are freshmen or sophomores. And the future's bright for our program.
How are those freshmen doing? Are they getting acclimated and situated? And are the older players, are they helping them get comfortable with your system? Because you want to be able to have that depth when you're looking down that bench and bring those guys in.
No doubt. And that's one of the things, you know, when you talk about building a program, it's so critical that your older players, your juniors and your seniors, help your freshmen along and help acclimate them to the college game. Jerron Hopkins is a good example. He's a freshman that's actually started a couple games for us. And Jerron is an unbelievable talent from Mesa, Arizona, 6'5 guard who can who can kind of take over for Spencer when he leaves. But he's terrific. George King from San Antonio, Trayshawn Fletcher from Tacoma, Washington, are both going to be terrific wings for us. And then Dustin Thomas, another freshman off the bench who can play the four spot and stretch the defense. We've got a lot of talent in this program, and the young talent, they've had an impact on this program up to this point, and we're going to need them as we go into Pac-12 conference play in January.
Tad Boyle is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are breaking it all down. We're talking Pac-12 basketball, talking about his Colorado Buffaloes. It's just been an amazing turnaround. Let's zero in and focus our attention right now on the Pac-12 conference. Last year, what, five teams earned NCAA bids. Seven players were drafted in the NBA. I want you to share with our listeners the strength of this conference from top to bottom.
Well, obviously, every conference throughout the country, if you look at them, they're really pretty good at the top end. You know, for us this year, Arizona's the number one team in the country. They're obviously awful good. UCLA's been in the top 25. Oregon's a top 25 team. I think we're up there. So the top half of the conference is good. To me, where our conference has really made strides is the middle and the bottom half have all improved. You know, I look at a Utah team who, you know, for the last 3 years has been in the bottom part of our conference. They're playing extremely well, and they're much improved. USC has a new coach, and they're playing a different style, and they're recruiting exceptionally well. Washington is a solid program. Arizona State swept us last year. A lot of people don't talk about Arizona State nationally, but they've got one of the best point guards in the country in G.E. Carson, a big guy in the middle, Brzezinski, who blocks shots. So where the Pac-12 has made strides is not necessarily at the top end. It's been in the middle portion of our league, and the lower portion of our league have all gotten better. And that's how you judge a league, in my opinion.
Tad Boyle has been joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He is Colorado's head men's basketball coach. What are the key areas at this point in the season that you guys still need to address?
Well, I think we've proven to be a pretty good rebounding team up to this point, but I think our half-court defense needs to continue to improve. A lot of people have talked about the rule changes. I think most players around the country have adjusted that. I know ours have. They understand that you got to move your feet and you can't, you know, hand check and that sort of thing. But so our half-court defense needs to improve. But also, I think offensively, our efficiency, you know, we're not the most efficient half-court offensive team right now. We rely on transition a lot to get a lot of our baskets and at the free throw line. So we've got to become a much better and more efficient half-court offensive team, because once you get into conference play, that's really what where you have to operate and where you have to be effective.
You talk about conference play, but I understand that the Buffaloes will be playing three top teams, or actually several teams out of the Big 12 conference. You already played KU, but Oklahoma State and Baylor, that is not going to be easy.
No, we dropped our first game. Our one loss is against Baylor, and that we would love to have that one back, but life doesn't work that way. And I think our guys took that one to heart, and we haven't up until this point lost since. But we've got Oklahoma State on the 21st of December in Las Vegas, which is going to be a heck of a challenge for our team. They're a top 10 program, and Marcus Smart, everybody knows about what he's all about, and he's got a great supporting cast around him. So the Cowboys are going to be a heck of a challenge, and we've got Georgia coming into Boulder before we tip off Pac-12 conference play. So the non-conference portion of our schedule has gone well so far, but we still got a couple of big games ahead of us.
Well, Coach, congratulations on an amazing season so far. I thought what was really cool watching that KU and your game was just to see the sellout of the crowd. I mean, you had a great turnout. Those fans are really showing their support.
The Coors Event Center is an unbelievable place for college basketball, and we couldn't have said that, you know, two or three years ago. But now it is. Our fans have been fantastic. A lot of it is because our players are fun to watch, and we've had some success. But we want to be a mainstay when it comes to college basketball on a national scale. So I appreciate you having me on today.
Listen, thank you so much, Coach, and we'll catch up with you again real soon, okay, in the month of March.
Okay.
That, of course, was Tad Boyle, Colorado head men's basketball coach, talking Pac-12 basketball this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big E Sports Show. He has done an amazing job turning that program around. And, of course, on Saturday, they are in Vegas. They'll be playing at the MGM as they face Oklahoma State, and that is going to be a nationally televised game and certainly a compelling matchup. Hey, be sure, before we go to break, we want you to join us online at eradiosports.com and also at Twitter at eradiosports. Keep it here at Yahoo Sports Radio. We will be right back with much, much more.